Patristic Nectar Publications is pleased to present a new installment of 19 podcasts by His Grace Bishop Irenae of Richmond in his popular series, A Word from the Holy Fathers. These short meditations reveal the ancient wisdom of the Church Fathers and apply it to 21st century Christian living. And now, His Grace Bishop Irenae.
Welcome to today's episode of A Word from the Holy Fathers. May God in His mercy guide and inspire and lead us into His truth. I wish today to dwell on a short passage from a lengthy work by my patron saint, Avenius of Lyon, on the order of the world and the order of the Church. I'm actually going to quote from two brief passages drawn from St. Irenaeus's longer work, The Refutation and Overthrow of Knowledge, falsely so called, generally abbreviated as Against Heresies. For those who are interested in looking up passages and reading a bit further, I'll be quoting here from Book 2, Chapter 9, and then later from Book 4, Chapter 33 of the Against Heresies. And what St. Irenaeus speaks to in these two passages, which I will juxtapose alongside each other, is a common vision of order, of economy, in creation and in the Church. And St. Irenaeus is bearing testimony, writing in the 170s, probably, as he authors this text, so the latter part of the 2nd century. Irenaeus' testimony to the fact that there is a distinct order to the Church of Christ, even from the earliest days, but that this order is not arbitrary, but is an extension of the order that God fashions in creation itself. Here is St. Irenaeus speaking for himself. Creation reveals Him who formed it, he writes, and the very work made suggests Him who made it. And the world manifests Him who ordered it. The universal Church, moreover, through the whole world, has received this tradition from the apostles. That is Against Heresies 2, chapter 9. Let me now read a passage from chapter 33 of book 4. St. Irenaeus there writes, "True knowledge is the doctrine of the apostles. And the ancient constitution of the Church throughout all the world, and the distinctive manifestation of the body of Christ, according to the successions of the bishops, by which they have handed down that Church which exists in every place, and has come even unto us, being guarded and preserved, without any forging of scriptures, by a very complete system of doctrine, neither addition nor curtailment in truths, and consists in reading the Word of God without falsification, and a lawful and diligent explanation, in harmony with the Scriptures, without danger, and without blasphemy." St. Irenaeus goes on at some length. I do encourage everyone to read that 33rd chapter of Book 4. But for now, that quotation will suffice, because what we have seen in these words by St. Irenaeus is sufficient to give us a powerful message about the nature of the Church. Creation, the great Saint of Lyon says, manifests the one who ordered it. That is, when we look at the symphony of creation around us, the way it is so beautifully organized and harmonized, night and day, the way different landscapes unfold, the way different animals cohabitate and live together, the way the plants populate the earth, the way humanity crowns creation, the way the land and the seas are ordered. In all of this, we have an image, an icon of God who fashioned and ordered creation in so majestic a way. And indeed, St. Irenaeus says, this order, this sense of right arrangement, we find also in the Church, which is, in a sense, the fulfillment of creation, if creation exists as paradise for mankind to draw him into relationship with God, then the church, which is Christ's body, is the fulfillment of creation, and it bears the same orderliness that creation itself manifests into the world. And this St. Irenaeus speaks about when he looks at the church in her apostolic succession. And St. Irenaeus bears a very poignant testimony in the second century to the apostolic succession of bishops as a key ingredient in the organization of Christ's church on earth from the very beginning. But for St. Irenaeus, this is not only a practical gift that the church gives to man, inasmuch as the succession of bishops provides an assurance of truth, that we know that what we receive today is in fact that which Christ proclaimed, is the apostolic faith. But in this passage, St. Irenaeus speaks of that orderliness of the apostolic arrangement of the church as a kind of extension of the orderliness of creation. Through that succession, the church comes down to us not simply as a body of faith, but as a very specific reality, a living organism ordered in a godly manner, such that truth is proclaimed in the face of unrighteousness. And St. Irenaeus spells out so many of the ways in which that orderliness is manifested in the church in his day, which obviously echo the church in ours. That we have no forging of new truths, but that we receive what is handed to us. That we maintain what he calls a very complete system of doctrine, neither adding nor curtailing anything pertaining to that truth which we believe. This is part of the orderliness of the church. That we read the Word of God without false interpretation, guided and preserved in a right reading by the apostles who define and defend the Word of God's truth, those who are manifest in the bishops of the church. That we lawfully and diligently expose the Scriptures to reveal the truth of Christ in an apostolic manner. That is, that how we preach and what we preach is preserved such that it reflects exactly what the apostles themselves proclaimed into the world. These orderly characteristics of the church, that she is not a ramshackle organization of loosely affiliated believers, that she is not simply an association of faithful who come together in fellowship, but that she, as Christ's body, is ordered and structured, that she has ministers, that she has specific interpretations and doctrines, which are those of the apostles, those of Christ, that she preaches truth in an orderly manner without adulteration or alteration. These are signs of that same orderliness which we find all around us in the creation that God has established. And just as the world manifests the one who made it, so the orderliness of the church manifests the one whose body she is. We see in the orderliness of the Orthodox Church, in the symphony and the harmony of all her parts and all her works, the beauty of Christ himself, whose body the church ever is. We find in the orderly harmony of the church's life a testimony to God as Holy Trinity. We find in the orderliness of the church an icon of God himself. This is the wonderful insight of St. Irenaeus, connecting the church to creation, and seeing in them both the testimony of our God, who ordains things in an orderly way to be well-pleasing unto himself, and to provide the opportunity for redemption and salvation to his beloved creatures. May we therefore cherish with our whole hearts the fullness of our church, that which has been handed down from one generation to the next, unadulterated, unaltered, unchanging, revealing to us today, as it did to St. Irenaeus and his faithful in Lyon nearly 1800 years ago, the truth of God himself, a truth which leads us into his heavenly kingdom.